Okay, my friends, are you learning to write? Because if you are, then today's story is for you. We start out with writing, with learning our alphabet, right? We learn what the sounds are that make the words. Then we put the sounds together to make a word, and then we put the words together to make a sentence. Then we put the sentence together to make a paragraph. Paragraphs together to make a page. The pages together to make a book. It's a lot. And then you get all the books together to make a library.
And then you put all the libraries together to make a community.
Very good. So we're going to start at the very beginning. We've learned the alphabet now. And you might even be able to write some words. And so now we're going to learn, how do you make a sentence happen? Are you ready? The first thing you need to know is how to stop it. So today's story is called Periods Say Stop. It was written by Michael Dahl. It's illustrated by Chris Garbutt. It's read today by Mommy and
Dooku.
Dooku?
Dooku.
Like Count Dooku from Star Wars? Are you a bad guy?
Dooku.
Oh my goodness, you guys, the force may be strong over here. Hold on, are you ready? Yeah. Okay. Very first thing we see is a little black dot. And it says, hello, I'm a period. A period is busy. A period does not play around. I have no time for vacations or holidays or coffee breaks. Whoa, this is one serious dude. A period has a very important job.
You mean periods have important jobs. There are a lot of us. Periods pop up at the end of sentences. Like me and me too and me.
Ooh, there's a lot of periods on this page. This one says, the wind howled, and then boom, there's a period. Mm-hmm. And this one says, trees shook and shadows danced, and then there's a period. The moon hid behind heavy clouds, and a period.
At the beginning of a sentence is a capital letter. At the end of the sentence, you will find a period.
A period tells you when to stop.
So let's see. I'll say some words and you tell me where the periods are. Ready? A breeze blew.
Period.
Trees waved in the wind.
Period.
Flowers danced in the garden.
Period.
The sun was warm and bright.
Period.
At the top of the hill sat a house.
Period.
Good job. Stop! That's what they say.
A period lets you know when one sentence ends and another begins. When you see a period, you stop. Then you go on to the next sentence. Okay, now you may go on. Thank you for your attention. Watch out for more periods. More sentences mean more periods.
That's a lot of periods. And in this, we can see all the periods have made up a big brick wall to say stop to the sea of words behind them. Boy, we'd really be in trouble without them, wouldn't we? Because all of our words would just go on and on and on. We'd never know when to stop. And when we were talking to people, we'd run out of air and we wouldn't have any air to take any breath. And see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Without periods, sentences would look like this.
And here comes the tidal wave. Ready? Princess heard a sound of whirled through the forest, but Bell Dragon belched flames with the flowers, and the heroes had the roars loudly, and cried out in the wind. The boy of the woods jumped in the caught fire of the dragon, clenched again over the come the prince hung the creatures terrible, and what? None of that made any sense at all. And the periods who have been holding back this ocean of words say,
there it goes. I can't handle this.
But they are not ending those sentences in a period, are they? Mm-mm. No, they are ending them in an exclamation point. So they are exclaiming them. So when I read them, I wouldn't say, there it goes. I can't handle this. I would read it with an exclaim behind it. There it goes. I can't handle this. A little more personality.
Without the help of periods, we'd have no place to stop and take a breath.
And so the period smiles at us and says, it's a good thing I'm doing my job. And the other one says, finally a place to stop. Because, yeah, periods do stop the words, don't they?
Mm-hmm. Now, you will also find a period at the end of an abbreviation.
Abbreviation. That's a ginormous word. A-B-B-R-E-V-I-A-T-I-O-N. A-B-B-R-E-V-A-E-V-I-A-T-I-O-N. Oy. It's a shorter way of writing a long word.
For example, you can use O-C-T, period, to stand for October.
Abbreviation seems like a long word to me.
I'm on it, says the period. See the period? It's always on the job.
So to abbreviate abbreviation, we're going to use these letters, A, B, B, R. And then we're going to put a period at the end. And that is an abbreviation for abbreviation.
What?
It's true. So we can see the rest of the months of the year.
This is really helpful if you are squeezed for space, says the period.
And instead of January, we can just put J-A-N and then a period. February is a very long word. We could just put F-E-B and then a period. You are getting it.
But March is a very small word, so you may not have to.
Yeah, you may not have to, but if you do, it would be M-A-R.
And May. Yeah.
May, you don't ever have to abbreviate because it already is three letters.
Wait, you can abbreviate May by doing M.
Well, you might be you might confuse people, though, because March is also an M. Yeah, rough times.
No, just M period.
Yeah, but then what if you did M period up here for March?
No, March is
M-A-R. Okay, I see where you're going.
Periods do a lot of jobs. There are so many other jobs, we can't even squeeze them into this book.
So, let's take a look. For example, A-S-A-P. Have you ever heard somebody say, I need something ASAP or ASAP. That means as soon as possible. A for as, S for soon, A for as, and P for possible. Do you see? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard someone say, I live on Adams Road? Well, when you would write that out, you wouldn't write the whole word road, R-O-A-D. You would just write R-D. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's amazing how many things can be abbreviated.
But there are always room for periods. We're always happy to help. We're very, very happy to help. And now we need to take a break. Are you saying we need to stop?
Question mark.
Yes, because this is the end of the book. Period.
And then the snoozing, sleeping little period says goodbye. So let's go over it one more time. Periods are found at the end of declarative sentences. These sentences make a statement. They tell the whole idea. The wind howled. The what? The wind. What did it do? It howled. The shadows, the what? The shadows danced. What did they do? They danced. Okay. It's also used at the end of imperative sentences. And those are the sentences that give a command. Watch out for periods. Please be on time. Mm-hmm. And periods are used in abbreviations to help us use shorter words. So we don't have to write out a whole big long word. If you're making dinner tonight and you would like to put a tablespoon of butter in your pan, you will not see the word tablespoon written out. You will see a T and a B and an S. I know. It's crazy. A period comes after a person's title, but before his or her name. Have you ever been to a doctor's office before? Then you would see a DR with a period, and that would be the doctor's name. And then also, to shorten a person's name, we may use his or her initials, and we would use a period after each one of their initials, like our friend JP. Jean-Pierre, mm-hmm. Right? So it would be J for Jean and P for Pierre. Jean. Yep. And we also use periods to help us tell time. It is 10 a.m. Interesting. For the morning. And that, my dear, dear, dear friends.
Look out for periods.
Is, say it with me,
a note to tell you to look out for periods.
Look out for periods. It's also the end. The end.